Good morning. We're calling for partly sunny skies early today, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thanks for joining us with this FM 97.7 news update. I'm Bill Kassler. An accident in Noble County claims the life of a Caldwell man. According to reports from the Noble County Sheriff's Office, 38-year-old Stephen Henthorne ran off the right side of Ashton Hill Road near State Route 564, went over a steep, heavily wooded embankment, and was ejected from his vehicle. The car rolled over and came to rest on top of Henthorne. The accident is believed to have taken place Tuesday night or Wednesday. Henthorne was reported missing by his family on Thursday and was finally found on Sunday. Henthorne was not wearing a seatbelt. He was declared dead at the scene by the Noble County coroner. The Noble County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate. The price of natural gas has been rising all year, and it appears that record high prices could hurt home heating consumers. Columbia Gas of Ohio will hit a record high of $1.43 per 100 cubic feet next month. Columbia is the state's largest natural gas provider. Next month's price exceeds the price spike that hit the $1.36 mark after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005. Columbia's average bill for July is expected to be $33.58. That's up $4.50 from a year ago. Authorities say an 11-year-old boy has died after collapsing while hiking with his Boy Scout troop. Peyton Summers of Chillicothe was hiking Saturday evening with his troop in Tar Hollow State Park in southern Ohio. His scout leader noticed Summers struggling to keep up with the group and tried to cool him down by giving him some water. Summers collapsed and stopped breathing shortly afterward. According to reports from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the boy was dehydrated but did not have any predisclosed medical condition that might have caused his collapse. The 2008 Law Enforcement Torch Run Relay for Special Olympics takes place this week. The Torch Run is a year-long fundraising event by law enforcement that culminates with the Torch Run Relay to the state's Summer Games in Columbus. The local leg of the relay begins in Marietta this year, will run through Caldwell on Wednesday, through Cambridge on Thursday, and then on to Columbus on Friday. Ohio has joined much of the rest of the country with gasoline prices averaging more than $4 a gallon. According to AAA, the statewide average for regular hit a record of $4.02 yesterday. We have some announcements to pass along. Spencer Township trustees in Guernsey County have announced they'll be conducting their chip and seal program on township roads in and around Cumberland today and tomorrow. Residents are asked to use caution on the roadways around the township while maintenance is being performed. And the Cambridge Water Department has lifted the boil alert for Bysville Road from North Avenue to the end of Bysville Road. However, the boil alert for Norman Plaza remains in effect until further notice. Partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, a chance of some thunderstorms this afternoon, the high in the mid-70s, and tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with the low in the lower 50s. For ABC News, I'm Bill Kassler reporting. For an update on news, sports, or weather anytime, log on to our website at yourradioplace.com.